On This Day with Gunners and Ally. Thanks to Nash Quavey Mandurah Lawyers, with $55 off standard wills for a limited time only.
It's Thursday the 11th of August. Shall we check out what happened on this day?
Let's do that.
Come on then.
Happy birthday to Mr. Eric Carmen. Born on this day in 1949, the American singer-songwriter is 73.
Come on, play the song.
Which one?
You know which one. From Dirty Dancing.
There, you happy now?
Yep. Steve Wozniak, the US engineer and co-founder of Apple Computers, is 72 today.
Hulk Hogan, the US wrestler, is 69.
Joe Jackson, the UK singer-songwriter, today turns 68.
Had some big hits, including this one. And this. And this.
Is she really going out with him? Is she really gonna take him home tonight?
Fabulous.
American singer and guitarist Charlie Sexton is 54.
And Chris Hemsworth, the God of Thunder himself, turns 39 today.
I'm putting together a team. It's me, you, and the big guy.
It was on this day, but way back in 1711, that the first race meeting was held at Ascot in England.
In 1921, Essendon Airport opened in Melbourne.
John Lennon held a press conference in Chicago apologising for stating that the Beatles were more popular than Jesus. That retraction came today in 1966.
Oof.
Wow.
In 1968, the Beatles launched Apple Records.
The legend, Shane Warne, became the first cricketer to take 600 test wickets, and he did that in 2005.
In 2008, Airbnb officially launched.
And we lost an absolute legend with the passing of Robin Williams. The US actor and comedian died at the age of 63 back in 2014.
Vale Robin Williams.
Just a few of the things that happened on this day for Thursday, the 11th of August.